What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy, Chris P.
I am Ray City.
What up, man? It's Dose.
So we usually like to introduce the guys.
My bad.
Well, everybody, we got K-Dose in the building, right?
Yup, K-Dose.
Give him a round of applause, man. How you feeling today, man?
That was the first one. How you doing?
Good. Nah, it's good. It shows some excitement. You know, ready to be here, man. How you feeling? Good?
I'm good. Better, man.
So, K-Dose, you from Bridgeport, right?
Yeah.
How you like living in Bridgeport? You grew up there? Or you
yeah.
Where?
Bridgeport, born and raised. It's regular. I think it's like any other place.
What side of town are you from? West?
Nah, east side, really.
East, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, I always thought you was from the West.
Can we applaud that?
Nah, I ain't from the West.
Why we applauding that?
Yeah, and he's on the east side. You know who resides on the east side? Is a lot of Puerto Ricans.
That's true.
Yeah, half of the east side Puerto Rican.
That's the Wepa side, B. Like, that's dope.
Speak a little Spanish?
Nah, half my family Costa Rican.
Oh, where?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Actually,
oh,
my
shit.
Mom and dad Costa Rican.
Oh, you're not black. Damn, man. You're not black, man.
Nah, my grandfather's black on my mom's side, though.
Word. Okay,
but both of my parents got
Costa Rican. Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's dope.
Interesting. Yeah. So, how old are you?
21.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you young
the
as shit.
Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. You got a fucking long.
For real?
Longer, man. Yeah, 21.
You got a fucking bright future.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought you was like at least like 25, 26.
Hell yeah, right?
21, man.
Damn.
Word, yo. How long you been doing music for?
Like since high school, really, like my freshman year.
When Harden?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was straight.
Blah.
I wish I went to Central, but from Harden was straight.
Yeah, Central, where is that? I wish I went to Central too.
Yeah, everybody wanted to go to Central. Yeah. For me. Harden was straight though. For me, it was lit.
Central is a big fashion. It's a fashion school.
Fashion, fucking girls.
Hell yeah, it's lit.
It's crazy.
It's
always gonna be like that too.
I wasn't even able to pay attention in school, so I was like, "Mom, you gotta get me the fuck out of here."
You was at Central?
My sophomore
year. Yeah, I went to Central for one day, like for me just to walk
through the hallways.
Just left Harden, went to Central. Like, I mean, oh my God, I wish I went here.
It's
like,
everything
crazy.
It's everything you can expect. I'm having a little mic problem here.
Oh, Lord. Sounds personal. Somebody get this nigga fucking Viagra. Brendan, you can help him out over here with
his limp mic
situation.
I got limp mic.
Pause. Yo, so 21 years old. Damn, I didn't know you was that young.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I really is.
You got a lot of time in front of you.
Yeah.
It ain't, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you were like 26, you know, around that age bracket.
That's crazy.
So who, like, being 21, I'm 29, right? Mm-hmm. So I grew up on Hove, you know. I don't want to really say 50, but, you know, he was more towards the end. But, like, when I really got into rap, it was pretty much Hove.
Mm-hmm.
What does a 21-year-old grow up listening to?
I
Dipset? I don't know. G-Unit?
I basically grew up listening to that too, like Jay-Z, like Lil Wayne, 50.
Word.
Like 50, like used to be my favorite rapper, like when I was little. Like,
where?
50.
Who you listen to right now?
I listen to like anything right now. My favorite rapper, J. Cole, though. But I listen like
round of applause for that. That's my favorite rapper.
J. Cole, my favorite rapper. But the music I listen to, like, you wouldn't even think I even listen to J. Cole. Like,
but by listening to your actual music, I would never think that you listen to J. Cole.
Definitely.
Word. I like anything. I like all types of music. Like.
Yo, your music sounds more like Southern. Like, it definitely don't sound like, you know, you're like a Northeast rapper or whatever. I don't hear metaphors or like heavy bars or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you do that on purpose? Because you don't, you know, though J. Cole obviously is a lyrical rapper,
word.
You don't make music like that though. Is it because you more into like, I like making music for the clubs or for people to bop their head to a little bit harder than, you know?
It's a little bit of both. Like, for me, I'm trying to make the song like I know y'all gonna listen to it. Like,
word.
I'm trying to make some like good music, like some, like I'm trying to make hits type, for me.
Yeah.
Like, music that you could really vibe to, like listen to all the time. Like, you're gonna want to listen to the song every day, like, cause J. Cole my favorite rapper, but I don't listen to J. Cole every day. Like,
word.
I listen to J. Cole like every once in a while, but I'm tuned in, feel me? But
I listen to that nigga every day.
I don't listen to Drake.
I don't listen to Drake every day. So
I don't listen to him every single day. Like,
so
I'll be listening to some wild.
So
shit.
Who you
like,
listen to? Migos.
Yeah, I listen to Migos. But I listen to some whole. I be listening to all that.
Tell me, what, Marilyn Manson? What would you listen
to? Nah, Migos, like
Future?
Young Thug, Future, like regular stuff. And I listen to like artists that's not even really like on that level yet. Like Johnny Cinco, like Rich the Kid, Skipper the Flipper, like Famous Dex, like Shy Glizzy, like I listen to a lot of music. Bankroll, like rest in peace, Bankroll.
Word.
A lot of music.
So you've been rapping since high school, but were you recording in high school too, or you kind of got into recording?
Yeah, I started recording in high school. Like, I think it was, like, when I first started, like, I always could rap. I feel like everybody used to rap just playing around. But the first song I recorded, like, it was my boy. He had a studio. We all was over there, like, and he had his own studio, and I just got in the song just rapping. Like, for me, he recorded it, put it on SoundCloud. They like, what's your rap name? I'm like, I don't know. Made up some, like, bullshit. It was, like, K2, like, K2. And then, like, when I started getting feedback, like, because the song is like, on SoundCloud, so people could go listen to it. So I'm getting feedback. It was like, yo, you a spaz. I'm like, for real? Like, yeah, that shit was hot. Like, that's when I started really rapping. Like, in the end of my freshman year, I recorded, I did a mixtape. That's when I did my first mixtape. And I dropped on the last day of
school. What was the name of that first mixtape?
School Days. School Days? Volume 1. I did 5 of them. That was my first one.
5? Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
Now, Call Me Dose has always been your... there was no other generic?
First it was K2, and then K2, okay. I switched my name to K-Dose. Because basically the same thing.
Yeah, K2. Okay. It's little... Spanish.
All right.
That's the East Side side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah.
Dose.
makes sense.
All right, you did the 5 mixtapes. What came after that? Did you drop another mixtape after that?
Yeah, I did 5 mixtapes. Those was all during high school too. I did 5 mixtapes, and then.
So it means you did 5 years in high school?
Nah.
Oh, you did yeah 5. That's why.
Nah, I did 5 mixtapes.
Gotcha. I thought like freshman year, sophomore year, sophomore year.
It was freshman year. Freshman year, the last day of school, I dropped it, and then.
Oh, word.
Sophomore year.
You dropped like 2 almost.
Like when sophomore year started, I had another one like the first day of school.
Word.
And then the third one, I think that was my junior year. And the fourth one, I think I did 2 of my junior year. And the fifth one, I did my senior year.
What was the reception like? Like, I mean, people knew you rap, but what was it like? Like people actually coming to you trying to get that tape?
Yeah, like I was selling them. I was selling them for $1. Like,
word.
Smart man.
$1 mixtapes. Like that was my whole hustle. Like, for me selling them. I was selling a lot too.
It's
like,
the smartest hustle.
Booming, like. So I was getting good feedback too. Like that's what really make me feel like I can't even stop. Like, cause I got too much people that like really like I inspire them and everything. Like, it's crazy.
Like. So what's your vibe like? Because right now you sound super calm, but your music has a little bit higher energy to it.
I mean, I be chilling. Like,
is that a bad? I mean, like, no. What do you like though? Like, are you more laid back like this, or is kind of like, oh, this is the environment?
It's anything.
Are you in between that and hype?
Depending where we at. When we here, we do a business, we having fun chopping it up, or we in the club. It's a whole nother story. We not gonna be talking like this. Like
we're
in
word.
The club. I be chilling though. Cool dude for me.
Well, respect it.
What's your writing process like? You write alone? You prefer drugs? Do you not? You know, anybody has a.
It don't matter. It really don't matter. Like I could be in the studio writing. I could be fucking on a train, on my way to work writing some shit. Just listening to my headphones. Like, it don't matter. Like sometimes I'll write, I'll hear the beat and write my whole shit. Sometimes I'll only be able to write a little bit. And then it'll come to me later, a random day. I'm chilling, just writing. It's whatever. Like. It's something I could do whenever I feel like it. Like,
so. Do you collaborate with like any artists like locally or nah?
Yeah, I collab with a couple people. Like,
who you collab with?
Recently, I did a song with Ty Henny. Me and Ty Henny just
did
a song.
Haven, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me and Ty Henny did a song. You heard was Zion Key.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Me and was Zion Key.
Been on the show a few times.
Yeah. Me and was Zion Key just did something. Trying to think who else.
I know that got to be crazy.
Crazy.
They ain't bring that as an exclusive? Shit.
That's not around yet. It's not out yet. That's crazy, though. I don't know, a couple people. I got people I make a lot of music with, like my boy Lo and Mac. I don't know, it's mad people.
You still rocking with H and Lou?
Yeah.
So they, you and Blaze haven't collabed?
Me and Blaze was supposed to do something and it got like messed up, but we gonna make music though. Like that's my man's like, so. Like whenever we together, like we could catch each other in the studio and make something on the spot. Like that's my people.
I mean, he been working a lot.
Yeah, he's been working a lot.
Yeah, that's my people.
Nah, most definitely. It's good to see that though. Just to see people from Bridgeport doing something
absolutely.
Is dope. Like
absolutely.
Especially him doing like all those Uzi shows and shit like that.
Yeah, I went to one of them with him in DC. And I performed
word.
With him. For
oh, word. Okay.
Word.
That's what's up.
What's that feeling like though? Like being in front of that many people.
Crazy, like
no nervousness.
Nah, definitely not. Like that's why I rock with Blaze, like, cause he tried to do it on some he wasn't gonna tell me type shit, like,
cause
we all went to DC, like, from it was like we Like, it was like we was on tour for the weekend type shit. We went to D.C. in a Sprinter van, like, feel me? And Blaze about to perform, like, and he like, yo, just come, like, be my hype man type shit, like, feel me? So I'm hyping him up for his three songs, then my shit just come on, like, so I'm like, oh, it's lit, feel me? My shit come on, and that shit was crazy. I really turned him up. Like, I was like, this shit crazy. And it's crazy because me and Blaze performance, like, we performed probably like second or third, like, and we watched everybody else perform. It was people really in there getting booed and all that, like,
damn.
Booed, like, get off the stage, like, crazy. Oh, like, and they was really rocking with us. I was like, that's crazy. That's how you know, like, we really doing this. Right?
What do you think people like about you, like, about your music? Like, the bars? Is it, like, the production? Is it the way it's all mixed together? Is it the energy
everything.
On the track?
I think it's everything. I think you hear a lot of shit you could relate to. I feel like people probably hear stuff that remind them of them. I feel like people could, I say some shit that's going on in regular life every day, like, talk about, like, regular shit. Like,
what's the song you got? Was like, I got a chick from this side.
A
side
of town. Yo, anybody could relate. Anybody could relate, yeah, for me, because yeah, you got, I said every single side. So from you got someone from some side, like, yeah, you got at least, yeah, you got one, yeah, girl and she's from somewhere. Like,
spit so, those bars that you say, how you say it. Go ahead.
I said, I got a bitch from the north end. I got a bitch from the west. I got a bitch from OT. I only hit her for the neck. I got a bitch from the east side. A bust jugs out of house. And I got a bitch from the south side. I only hit her for the mouth.
I, like
I got
shit.
Little from anywhere. I can never be lonely. I got bitches that's in every city, and I bet you that your bitch know me. So many bitches I'm losing count. So many that I ain't running out. Shorty says she get it from her mama, so I'm trying to see what her mother about.
I like that. That's the first song I heard. I heard you on. I was like, yo, this shit catchy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad relatable.
For me, any dude could relate, and any girl could relate, because she going to be from one of them sides. So when I say whatever side she's from, she, hey, like, hey, I'm from over there, feel me? Like,
that shit is funny. So that's you what, did it for us?
Yeah, like, feel me? So I'm not, like, nobody feel left out. Like,
don't get it twisted, though. Them girls, too, they got a nigga.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Feel me? I feel like that's when nobody feel left out.
They got the nigga that buy the sneakers. They got the nigga that take them to go get something. Yeah, all that
they
shit.
Got a nigga that just pays the bill.
That shit.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Yo, that should be ill if there was like a female like, rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? To go do that shit. That should be crazy. That'd be ill ass class.
That's really how. That's crazy. That's really how I wanted to do the remix. Like, I was like, if I find a chick dope enough, like, that could flip the shit, like, that's who I'll put on the remix.
That shit would be.
Because mad people hit me get on the remix. I'm like, I don't know yet. But I think I'm about to start letting people touch it. Like, I might do some type of, like, every side of town challenge, like, so everybody could post their own type shit.
Sick,
like,
sick, that would be dope. I like
more,
that shit.
More promotion type shit.
As far as features goes, do you are you a difficult person when it comes to features? How do you go about features if somebody want to feature?
Not really, because I be doing features for the low. Like, okay. I really be on some shit, like, I'll do a feature with you, but, like, all right, you got to come to the studio. I record that.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? And I probably won't even charge you a lot for the verse. Just if you come to the studio I record at, you good. Like, cause I don't like say you record a song and I don't like how your part sound, but cause I recorded at a better studio and mine sound better, it's not gonna sound right. Feel me?
Yeah, I definitely.
So I like when people come to the studio I go to, and it'd be easier to do it like that.
Okay. That's dope too. Like, just for the vibes, as opposed to somebody sending you their verse or whatever. Yeah, like that's definitely dope.
But either way, I do it both ways too. Like, or you could just send me the money and I'll send you the verse. Like, it's whatever. Like, but I like vibing in the studio and all that. Like,
do you feel like, because you just said send me the money, which means clearly you charge for verse, which is good, because you
absolutely
should.
Yeah,
do you feel like some people look at you like, my nigga, like, for real? Why
yeah, not? But I feel like I feel like I could do that. Like, I feel like I'm doing something that, like, everybody's not doing. Like, I really got, like, followers and listeners. Like, people really listen to my music every day. Like, I look at numbers and I be like, yo, this is crazy. Like, it's 2,000 people listening to my song, like, every day. Like, that's a fact. Like,
that's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, I be like, damn, like, my shit really lit. Like, and I know it's lit because people hitting me. Like, if you hitting me asking me how much I charge, I'm going to say I charge something. Like,
word.
Because you're obviously willing to spend some money, so I'm going to charge something.
Like, I mean, you'd be a fool not to, charge.
Because before I even started charging, people was hitting me, yo, how much you charge? I'm like, shit, what you mean?
I'm about to start charging.
Yeah, shit, well, how much you trying to spend? Like, that's how I really started doing it. Like, How much you trying to spend? And, hey, we can work something out.
That makes sense.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
I'm one of the people like, nah, I ain't telling how much I'm trying to spend. I'm trying, what do you charge? I hit somebody up to DJ for an event, and he's like, yo, what's your budget? I was like, I don't got a budget yet. Just tell me how much you charge, and we'll work from there. Like,
I ain't
going to, like, shoot myself in the foot, but like, yo, 700. Like, yeah, he'll be like oh, yeah, yeah, you can book me for seven. Like, nigga really charged 225. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
That shit is that's dope, sick. Though. What would be, like, your dream collaboration if you could collab with somebody?
Damn, dream collaboration? Well, probably Andre 3000.
Word?
That's a first.
Andre 3 Stacks.
That's a first.
I'll probably dig something crazy with
him. Yo, you know, what's dope about you is that, like, you, again, your music is high energy, more, like, fun, you know what I'm saying? But you're really into, like, lyrics.
I could rap like that, too, though, I feel Word. Like. I feel like I could do that, like. I've been rapping for a minute. Like, I feel like I could touch that too. Like, but I'll be making some like vibe music. Like, music.
Work. I mean, one thing's for sure. Like, chicks really don't be digging the lyrical.
Like, and a lot of my music I make for like a lot of my fans is girls. Like, most of my fans is girls. Like, a lot of my music for girls too. Cause girls, that's really who's gonna have you lit. Like, when you performing and all that, that's who's gonna be trying
Absolutely.
To grab you. And
Absolutely.
Some, It's dudes that's groupies too.
No, definitely
a lot of dude groupies now too. But like
the
girls,
now,
the girls, they be they go crazy. Like,
I'm really shocked that he said three stacks, yo.
Yeah, that's dope.
Three stacks,
that's
yo.
Fucking,
I swear to God, I thought he was gonna say like Future or something like that. Like,
I mean, that's not
that
wrong.
Too.
Sorry.
That too. Feel me?
Hold up, time. There's nothing wrong with Future, but he said three stacks. Like, so it's like he clearly's been doing his research. He clearly listens.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Anybody who says J. Cole is their favorite rapper, I already know they answer lyrics.
Going.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know, usually you hear like the easy answer for that question, who's your dream collaborator, would be like Drake. That's like too easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that's a hit.
That's
you know
regular.
What I'm saying? Like,
that's easy.
So 3,000, that'd be
that's something different.
I really just want to hear the Was on Keisha. Like, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, that's
like, as soon as you say that, now I'm like, all right, I got to hear this shit. Like, what y'all cooking up with that? You holding on to it?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's all the way done. I just know I recorded what I had. He already has something
on there.
Hold
around with him, that shit gonna come out like 2020.
Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter when it come out. It's gonna be fire.
Right?
So, do you have any videos out or not?
Yeah, I got two videos out: the Mood video and a Fall in Love with You video. One is like a song for the girls, like from
Word.
The video crazy though, like the video got a whole plot and all that. It's sick, you gotta watch it. Like, in the Mood video, it's like a lit whole video. Like, it's a pool party and a concert, like and just people chilling like at a trap spot, like for me.
Well, what do you like better out of like the whole being an artist? Like, you got the performance, you got shooting the videos, which is actually like real work, and then you got the writing process, you got the recording process. What do you like out of it the most?
I like performing a lot, and I like the feedback, and I like just seeing like the numbers and all that. Like, that should impress me every time. I'd be like, yo, it's really lit. Like,
it's shocking when you and then like I'm assuming you're talking about SoundCloud, right?
Yeah,
you can check and you can check where people listen to. What's the most thing that shocked you? Like, you know, fucking Alabama or like Cali or somewhere.
Yeah, that should be crazy too. Like on Twitter, like when I searched the shit up, I seen people in Houston tweeting the shit. Like,
Word.
That's crazy. Like it's Cali, like it's everywhere. I'm like, that shit really like.
So it's a weird thing because you're like, damn, how did they?
Exactly.
How did they get to it?
How did you like just stumble upon this like just randomly? Like, shit's sick.
Like even for our podcast, you know, obviously we're on SoundCloud and iTunes. So, but when I see like the SoundCloud, I'm like, who the fuck heard this shit in Alabama? Like.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I got feeling.
You know what I'm saying?
Though.
Okay, that's possible then.
Yeah.
That's really? You just fucked up the whole shot thing.
I got like I got a set in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
But it's like I always said, it's like Massachusetts. Like, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know one girl that lives there. Like, and I know she don't listen to us 300 times. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how the fuck do y'all hear this shit? Like, it's just so
like
so weird. Like, you know, that's dope as hell though. So Andre 3000. How about Connecticut? I mean, like you said, you collab with Ty Henny, you collab with Wazanki. Have you collab basically with everybody you want to, or there's other people you want to reach out to?
Because
I think Annoyed would be dope.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Collab with you
Annoyed,
and him. Oh, like,
yeah, that probably would be beastie.
Because, like, he's lyrical, but he got energy.
He does.
And I just like the vibe you have. Like, just
Word,
the energy would be dope.
That'd probably
so.
Be beastie. Annoyed, that'd probably be tough.
That should be crazy.
I don't know who else. I can't really think of nobody, but Annoyed definitely would be beastie. Yeah.
Now I want to ask you a question. We was just on another podcast recently, and one of the topics that came up is like classic albums.
Mm-hmm.
And being, I just want to know, because you're younger than me, like, what do you consider a classic album? Or what has been released in, let's say, the past 10 years that you consider, like, oh, this shit is a classic?
J. Cole shit, Forest Hill Drive, classic.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's one of the joints I said.
Classic. Well, other that's than
definitely
that,
one of the joints I said.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know. What else is, like, what else is a classic? Or what do I...
Like, what would you consider, or you classic, consider classic?
Like, in your opinion, are you asking, like, what do I feel an album needs to be a classic?
That too.
I don't know. To me, like, a classic is just something that I will always like, for me. Something Word. That I will always, like, want to listen to. And something that had an impact, for me. Like, something that you...
Well, what's your favorite song on 2014, Forest Hills Drive?
Damn, I don't know. Favorite song? I don't know. I can't pick one. I listen, like, family. And when I listen to J. Cole's shits, I listen to him, like, straight through. Like, because a lot of his shits play like that. Like, a lot of them play, like, chronologically. Like, they going.
I wish you would have came with us on the other podcast. You could have said that shit. Shout out to Domino Effect Podcast. He was like, he don't fuck with J. Cole like that.
He's an E, bro.
He was like, nah, yo, that nigga don't.
All right, it's the way he don't fuck with J. Cole is the way you don't fuck with Drake.
True, it's very true.
It's the same. It's the same analogy, you know.
But you know, in that example,
I know my favorite song. What's the name? The Adolescent shit. What's it? 04 Adolescence.
Oh yeah.
Yep,
fire.
There you go. That's my favorite
that's
one.
That is fire.
I remember one time, nigga, I'm walking to work, listening to that shit. It's raining. Oh, I didn't know if I was raining, if it was raining on my face, or if I was crying. Real shit. I'm like, damn, yo, he really was bugging out. Yeah. I know I'm not crying. It gotta be the rain on my face. I'm like, yeah. J. Cole shit crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's dope. He is dope.
That shit is wild. What would be a bigger accomplishment, like doing a performance at like the Bluefish Stadium, or like, you know, the arena? Or some shit like Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden, easily.
Word?
Yeah, easily. Because I feel like I could end up at the fucking arena or some shit. I'm about to, June 3rd, I'm performing at Seaside, the big fucking...
Oh, you're going to be at the rally
piece? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, we just had
so
to
if
do
I'm,
it.
So if I'm about to do that shit randomly, I definitely think I could end up getting booked at a fucking show at Bluefish.
That's like a good plug, because we just interviewed the dudes. That was our last show we released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
that's dope. I know he's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yo,
are you walking?
I know Wuzza and Keys going to be there too. Y'all performing together?
No, I don't think we're performing together.
Y'all got to make it happen, man.
Are you doing a walk, or you just going to go to the event?
I might as well do the whole thing, but I don't know, whatever.
I ain't gonna need to save some of that energy.
Yeah.
That's gonna be draining.
I gotta figure out what I'm doing that day, but I don't know yet. But
okay,
definitely gonna be performing.
Dope. That's what's up, yo.
Yeah, it's a couple people on that bill. That's
worth.
I didn't know. Like I really.
Nah, it's a couple people on that bill.
I know. Was on Keys on? Who else
Danny
was on
Evans
there?
Is on there.
Danny Evans on there.
Yeah, Legendary Tay's on there.
For real?
Yeah. It's a concert, yo. This is gonna be a Bridgeport concert. This is gonna be big, because it's where you know, you're raising the awareness. You are also raising the awareness for the talent within the city. So I mean, it works hand in hand, you know.
That's dope. So
you didn't see it.
I didn't see the information. No.
Oh, you're not on social media.
All right? I know is Wuzza and Keys. That's all I know.
There's like a list. It was like a list.
I had no idea.
It was K-Dos. It was it's a list. I'm gonna send you it.
They sent me that shit.
I don't know how the fuck you is.
Yeah, but MIA like for the past week and a half.
Obviously, you have.
All right, so clearly you're aspiring to be a rapper. If there was one job you could have that's not in music, what would it be?
I really don't know. Like, I go to school and shit, but I go to school for accounting, so.
Word?
Yeah,
dope.
But I don't know
smart
like
man.
What job I would end up having after like getting an accounting degree, but that's what I major in, so.
Yo,
I figured
you're surprising the shit out of
like,
me.
I figured
accountants make great money. I met some guy I used to work with like 3 years ago. He used to work at the same firm I used to work at. Within a year, he is now at a new grown company. And I want to say gave him like another year to advance up to be a manager. So I mean, it's all possibilities within the accounting field, you know?
No, I mean, that's probably the perfect job to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the background to have when you're getting into the music industry.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because you really want to know where your money's going.
Where your money's going, absolutely.
That's crazy. Would you want a record deal?
Yeah.
You would? You don't like then you wouldn't prefer to be independent?
I mean, I would, but like I don't see, I'm independent right now, and I know if I had a record deal, I wouldn't be in Bridgeport. Like I'll be doing something.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be able to pop if you wasn't in Connecticut with your type of music?
Yeah.
I think the same thing.
Definitely.
You know the problem is though, I feel, and you know, I harp on this a lot. I spent like almost 2 weeks in Atlanta. I just see how the vibe goes. Connecticut does not have like a single platform that like even like the awareness of who's who, who's what. So you just kind of like going hand in hand on your own time. We don't have no like for instance, watching the New Edition the New Edition movie. Mm-hmm. You saw how they have at least something for somebody to go on there perform. If they fuck with you, you won. You would then go to the studio. You granted some type of awareness. Mm-hmm. We don't have that period here, and I feel like that's the reason why everyone's pretty much this way, that way, that way, and this way. You know what I'm saying? Do you agree with that, Chris? Or
yeah, I was listening to you. Yeah. Hey, Brendan, play that back real quick. No,
hey, he really was too.
Yeah, I really heard shit you just said.
Really disrespectful ass.
Yeah.
Sick.
Nah, let me tell you why though.
So he's looking at that fucking.
I was looking at the shit you just sent me.
I bet.
Oh, let me shout this out real quick. So
you're just gonna forget about what I said, though, right?
yo, tell me what you said. Give me.
I said the reason. I said I feel like the reason why you know Connecticut is not being listened because I feel like we don't have like that one thing to raise awareness to who's who.
Word.
Everybody's sitting here going hand in hand, all alone in the zone in the sauce. There's not like that one platform like the New Edition movie. There was something in the city.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
We don't have that to raise awareness to who's who, who's what.
Gotcha.
So everybody's
gotcha.
Playing a whole.
I agree, and it's funny you say that because, like, being from Bridgeport myself,
yeah,
I don't know a lot of like rappers from the A6O.
Absolutely.
I only know like three.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That might be a lot. You get what I'm saying? So you're definitely right when you say that shit.
Yeah.
So the event that K Dose is going to be at on June 3rd, where he will be performing at the band show on Seaside. Which that's pretty legendary because that shit, that's, I mean, shit. Everybody.
Like, when I found out where it's at, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
When I was crazy. A kid, I like, you know. Yeah.
Asked me if I wanted to do it. I said, yes.
Like, you should ask him, well, how much y'all paying?
Like, shit. Yeah. Try and get that bag.
Send me that Cash App, nigga.
This may be the biggest to raise in awareness. I think this is going to be, this would be big.
This is dope. I mean, it's like we said, we had King Oba here with Motivational Chris. And they were talking about the whole rally and peace, but now this has turned into like a full blown festival, which is pretty dope. So it's Creators for Peace, Saturday, June 3rd, Seaside Park, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Walk Festival Showcase, hosted by High 93.7 Zone, G Money, The Prince, music by DJ Fat. Artist lineup contains Wazan Key, Danny Evans, Chabo, K Dose, Who Is Kenny V, Joe Gritz, Misha, and Sharice. I think I said that right. And then there's gonna be a Daydream Cipher with. I don't know. I'm not even going to jack these people's name up, but Legendary Tay's on there. He's a friend of the show. You know what I'm saying? But that's definitely dope. The band show. That's pretty. That's
crazy.
Pretty dope.
It is.
Did you picture that when you first started rapping? Like, damn, one day I'm going to perform in fucking Seaside where everybody's going to be watching me?
Nope. It's crazy because I always looked at that shit like, damn, I could picture like something happening there. I never thought of me performing there, though.
That's crazy,
dope,
yo.
Dope.
That's crazy.
Fucking sick. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, all right, so you would prefer a record deal over being independent because right now, clearly, you're independent. But you feel like if you were in a different area,
independent, but I feel like I would, like, do better. Like, I feel like I would be at a higher level if I got a deal.
How about a distribution deal over a major label? Would you still go major? Would you do a major label or would you distribution? You have to choose.
I'll do that, too. I'll do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're going pretty much wherever the bag's at.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the bag. Like, okay. But it's not like I'm trying to say that I want, like, fame, but I want to be bigger. Like,
Absolutely.
I want, like, more. I feel
exposure,
like.
Exposure, right?
Yeah, like, I feel like the reason I don't got as much fans as I want because they didn't see me yet. They didn't see me yet. They didn't hear me yet. But as soon as they see me or hear me or, like, catch a, like, ride of the wave, like, yeah, I like this. Like, for me.
Have you heard anybody critique your music, like, in a bad way? Like, nah, that ain't really for me or whatever.
Honestly, no, I really don't be hearing that. Like, I know people be saying it, though, but I don't be hearing that. Don't anybody be coming up to me like, yeah, this is straight. Nah, like, I always get a lot of good feedback.
Do you handle criticism well, though, or not?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad. Like I'm not expecting everybody to like it. Like, but it's crazy to be seeing who likes it. It'd be crazy. It'd be motherfuckers' moms, like grandmothers, like really knocking to the shit. Like,
you know why?
Sick,
you
want to
be hit too, though.
They were that chick on the east.
Exactly.
It was
throwing
they like,
yo, this is relatable as fuck. Yeah, back in my day, shit.
Shout out to all the moms throwing it back in the day.
Oh shit!
This nigga out here stealing grandmothers and anything.
Shit. I'm trying to see what her mother bought. He said,
"That's probably what it was." I was like,
"Uh huh." Oh, real shit. They probably heard that. Like,
young
damn,
boy,
trying to see what the mother bought.
Young boy, like, he can't handle me.
Real shit. That's how it be.
That's dope, yo. So how you balance being an artist, working, and going to school? Like, and it's not you're not going to school for like some
regular
shit.
I ain't in school right now, but like I didn't go this semester, but I still go to school. Like,
but how were you able to balance it though?
I don't know. I feel like it's just life. Like,
yeah.
24 hours in a day, like you could spend like most of the day doing something, like
work.
It'd be usually work. I work in the morning. Like, now I got two jobs, but usually I just work in the morning. Then I do whatever for the rest of the day. Like,
do you be at work? Like, I fucking hate this life. I can't wait to get on.
Or Hell yeah. Can't wait, cause I know it's gonna happen. Like, I feel it. Like,
what's the first thing you'll tell your boss once you know that bag is secure? What do you tell him?
I ain't even gonna be on no dickhead shit. Like, fuck y'all, I'm out. I'm telling that, yo, I'm out. Cause even like places I be working, like usually where I work, like even like my managers and shit know like I rap and shit. Like,
word.
Oh, cool. They be like, they know about the music, or sometimes they like weirdies, like they don't really listen, but like I had cool managers, like they listen to my shit and all that. Like,
dope, man.
What's the first thing you do with a nice big check off of music?
Depends how big it is. It depends how big the check is. A big check, what's going first? I probably wouldn't even get the house first. I don't know what I'd do. I can't even start. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to get something.
Where?
I'm getting something. I'm probably going to save half, though. Save half and get right and keep making more money. That.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Invest in myself, really, type shit.
I'm just about to elaborate on that.
Do you feel the music brings you bitches, like, just off the rip?
Yep.
Word?
Facts.
You can write some bars for me or nah?
Yeah.
Let me
charge you a little.
Get on that remix.
Gotta charge you a little something, though.
This dude knows how to rap. Don't let this dude troll you. He can rap.
Oh, word.
He can
rap, man.
I feel like everybody could
yes,
rap.
Yes, he could rap. He just...
I can make words rhyme together.
Here's the thing. Because he's not rapping no more and he's in front of now a fucking mic. He's a podcast now. He's a little too good to go back in those days to go listen to those songs. This man can rap. Please don't let this man troll you.
I feel like everybody can rap.
Hell yeah, everybody can rap.
I'm just saying though, but you know, back in my day, you know, sound like the old nigga. bitches wasn't really like, if you did music, I think they used to clown you more back then. Like, all this dumbass nigga spending money on studio time.
You know why? You know why it's different
like
now?
Niggas get clowned out too.
You think so?
Certain niggas.
Yeah, but you know the difference is though. Now though, what makes it better now is because you got people like Yachty, Thug, Vert. They're pushing the envelope way too hard and they don't give a fuck what you say.
Word.
Because they don't give a fuck what you say, it works. Because it's like, you're going to continue hating. This dude's going to continue to keep wearing and doing what the fuck he's doing, and people are going to continue to keep liking it. You got one thing to do, like or no like. So I just feel like now with the younger generation, they're pushing the envelope way more than it ever was. You know, in the 90s, I'm tired of talking about that. You know, everybody's so quick to pressing people.
Yeah.
Pressing you all the goddamn time. There's none of that no more. So now it's just like, I'm free. I can say whatever the fuck I want, how I want, when I want, and I'm just going to approach it that way. I think that's the reason why it's so, like, the way it is now, being more abrasive.
Who, out of some of the names he mentioned, like the Uzis, the Yachty's, who do you listen to?
I listen to all of them.
You listen to all of them?
All of them.
Would you like, I mean, because I, between Lil Uzi's hair, Yachty's hair, the way Thug dresses, it's like all these niggas got a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you need a gimmick or are you good the way you are?
I feel like I'm straight.
So you're not wearing a blouse or a dress?
Nah, I ain't wearing no blouse or dress.
Nah. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, if you had a song featuring Young Thug and he came out in the video and he wanted to wear a dress, you cool with it?
I don't know, man. You talking about a dress, like literally
as,
a dress.
Ask Blaze,
like,
yeah. Blaze the same exact question.
Yeah. Hey, my nigga, that's Thug.
I want to know.
Thug lit, my nigga. Thug, feel me? He never strike me wrong. That nigga lit. He got a good following. He could be on my video doing whatever the fuck
he
want.
I just need a question. Lit, I gotta ask somebody this, right? Because I was thinking about it not too long ago. Yeah, I was thinking about Thug in the Dress.
I don't be seeing that though. Like I seen a picture of
this
him
was the
wearing,
beginning of the stages.
Yeah,
you know?
I seen that picture where he had the funny dress that on and shit. Right? But I don't be seeing him wear shit like that all the time. Like
he has admitted though. He said 90% of his pants are women's pants because he likes the way that they fit.
Dress like a
no. Dress.
I mean, but think about it. I'm gonna say this. Like the dude's fucking skinny as hell. So it's like I guess
dressed like a rock star.
And
shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's that rock star.
It works.
Style.
It works.
Nah, I'm cool with if you want to wear women's, whatever. Like as long as they're not like you know some Brazilian low cut shits and things like that that women wear.
Shout out
and
Thug,
the dress
man.
Shit,
I don't
fuck with.
Nigga.
But I'm just saying though, right? Yeah. You live on the east side, my nigga. If you seen a nigga coming out with a dress. Y'all respect him the same way? Like,
no.
Y'all respect Thug?
He's not Young Thug, though. That's a nigga on the east side wearing a dress.
What's wrong with Young Thug had to be a nigga on the east side wearing a dress one time?
He probably was, but I bet he probably wasn't wearing a dress at that time. But
he wasn't.
I don't know what he was doing, but Thug lit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Niggas rock with Thug. Like, I rock with Thug.
I'll just be wondering. I'll just, you know, this generation, I'll just be asking.
I mean, hold up. Time out. And I just remember, I don't know what I was watching, I don't know what I was listening to, but it's wild how we sit here and we badge on Thug and shit. You know, Prince, Three Stacks.
No, I wasn't fucking with that either.
I mean, Three Stacks, he pushed the culture, he's the reason why the culture is even, you know.
And that's my nigga.
Exactly.
He can't wear no dress, though.
But he wore the wildest shit.
Nah, he definitely did. He had a platinum wig. Like, that's wild.
No shirt on, but fur on your fucking
Prince
pants.
Prince had the open ass cheeks joint.
With the
you ain't gotta say nothing else after that. He had open ass cheeks. That's
I mean,
enough. He wore heels.
Yo, but imagine the bitches, though.
Yeah.
Bitches is on
I don't know,
level,
though.
Man.
I don't, a regular nigga, like, if this nigga right here was walking with a dress, would you, like.
He is a regular person.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Not a regular person can pull this off.
So it's okay.
If K-Dose is K-Dose. I'm saying K-Dose is on double XL cover. K-Dose decides to wear a blouse. Yo, he's viral. He's viral now. You know why he's viral?
Nah, fuck out of here.
I'm just saying.
You want to be on a double XL spaghetti strap shirt?
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, you know, because of that. They're gonna push it forward. People look at that shit like, let's do it. It's the time. If you're gonna do it, I'm just saying, I'm not giving anybody ideas, but I am. If you are deciding to dress like that, now is the time to dress like that. If you are deciding, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, well. You know? Find me one in the 2X. I guess I'll try this shit for a day.
Listen,
see if I get buzzing like Thug.
It don't work for everybody, yo.
Clearly just, not.
You know, it don't work for everybody.
Clearly not.
Exactly.
You had a performance. I don't know exactly when it was, but you did a Rampage, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Yeah.
That shit was like
I saw
lit.
It looked lit.
Yeah, it was like
it lit.
I didn't know it was going
to
be that lit.
I was supposed to go to that. I don't know what happened. I was supposed to go to that.
Lil Pump show.
What was the other rapper's name?
Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yo, Rampage be having the people like I've never heard of,
and their
shows be sold out every time.
Yeah.
Where do y'all find these
lit.
People at, though?
Lil Pump crowd is all with it, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's all with it. Tell me.
So that feeling was a good one, performing in front of all those people?
Yeah, it was litty for me. That was rocking with me.
And you ready to do that again June 3rd?
Yes. I can't wait.
What song? You know what song you're performing yet or not?
I don't know how much time they give me, but I probably do like two songs. I probably do Mood. That'd be crazy if I do A Side of Town.
That would be crazy. That's
crazy.
What I'm hoping you do.
Yeah, gotta do A Side of Town.
That's what I'm hoping you
do.
Do
you know what you're gonna do? You don't know. You just still.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, okay.
They didn't give me like no set time or nothing.
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't know yet.
I'm gonna talk to my boy.
Interesting.
That's a part of it. Like, yo, you gotta make sure he has enough time to do these two fucking records.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Side of Town, that shit would be crazy.
Right,
facts.
There's gonna be mad hoes out there
I make sure I'm being under the influence because I'm going to turn up.
Oh, I can't wait to put on that dress for that day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Stop it, Five. Stop it.
Oh, but y'all ain't going to give me the same respect? Fuck y'all.
Yo, it's not for everybody, yo. It's
word.
Not.
Word.
That's see, that's when you know you're reaching.
Word.
You know why I know you're reaching? You don't fucking do that.
The hell not.
You don't respect. You don't fuck with Drake. You know what I'm saying? That's not your fucking motive. That's like Ebro putting on a fucking dress. Cause you, my friend, you're in the category of Joe Budden's and Ebro. Like you're in that 90s. You're that 90s guy. You're not the guy that goes, oh, that's the new nigga with the new sound melody. That's not your wave. Your wave is all bars and shit like that. So it's like you doing that. I'm like, you're reaching, yo. Stop. I'll be the first one to like text you. Bro,
I ain't gonna lie.
Cut it out.
I was listening to my like, you know, my regular, you know, iTunes music. I was kind of annoyed at my shit. I was like, I need some more updated music. Like, man. I'm tired of listening to fucking Blueprint, American Gangster, Thug Motivation 101.
You gotta expand your mind, you know, a little bit, like, brother.
This shit's crazy.
You gotta expand your mind a little bit, man. You know.
Yo, what's on your playlist?
Let me go to it.
Give me the top. The I don't know. Was that is that iPhone?
Yeah.
So what's on your recently played? Just curious.
It's on my Tidal. My God.
Oh, the Tidal. Okay.
Yeah, I got Core, Lucci, Black Youngster.
Lucci's fire.
I got Was I on Key Shit Up Here, Side Baby, Skola, 52 Savage. Y'all heard 52 Savage?
Are you serious? It really is?
52 Savage. That's my nigga. I remixed his song. Like, from, he reposted my shit. Like,
oh, word, that's dope.
But his song, like, going up now, like, it's on Tidal and iTunes and all that shit.
So is he, like, 21 Savage cousin, or is
nah,
just
he just some old nigga.
He's an old nigga?
Old nigga. He don't got no teeth in the front.
Get the fuck out of here.
He got this one and this one. And he be spazzing.
Word?
He spazzing. He be going off, and he rap on, like, the new wave type shit. Like,
oh, I gotta hear this shit.
He be bugging, like, he be posting my shit. Like,
that's dope.
Yeah, he posted, said I smashed it. Other word. Shout out OG. Like, I mean, I got Future, Playboi Carti. I mean, I got mad shit. Kodak. I'll be listening to anything. I got my shit in here.
You fuck with the radio? You like listening to the radio or nah?
Not really.
Not really?
Then we having the aux on.
See, everybody does, man.
But I'll be listening to the, like, sometimes I randomly listen to the radio and I won't be like turn the shit off. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy because my shit be coming on the radio sometimes too. Like,
no word.
And one time, like it's times where I randomly didn't even know like it was on, like, and I just heard it. Because like the first few times it came on, like I wasn't like sitting in the car. It was like people calling
people
me.
People hitting,
like,
you up. Like,
yo, your shit on the radio.
Oh, like, word, I didn't know
but
that.
But then one time randomly, it's Friday night, chilling in the car, smoking, like, I don't even know why the aux not on. We was chilling in the car smoking. Yeah, that's my shit. Like, yeah. I'm turn it out. Yeah. I'm like, hey, like, on the radio right now. Yeah. Like, chilling. Like,
what was your approach? Crazy. What was your approach getting your music on the radio? Because I see a lot of complaints and from people who say like DJs don't show love to the artists. Could you like elaborate on like what was your experience like to even try to push it on the radio to get the recognition for it?
Honestly, I don't know, cause okay. It was like somebody they hit me up like, yo, this mm-hmm. like one of the DJs at Hot 93.7 like okay. heard your shit and want okay. you to like basically it got to go through a whole process you got to
okay.
go to the website, like submit your song to the website, then they got to like verify it, then you go to some other website and then you send them that shit. Like,
okay.
They got to, like, get approved.
They got to approve it. And then you get a notification back? Or
I didn't get no notification. It was okay. just that. It's okay. that. Feel okay. me? Then I sent it.
Okay.
And then I'm like, yo, I sent it. They, like, bet. But I never heard song.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Feel me? So okay. then, like, randomly, like almost 4 months later, like, the shit just come on the radio.
Oh,
like,
wow. That's what's up. Okay.
But feel me? Then somebody told me that, like, it basically, it's like a process. So, like, basically they did get your song at that time, but there was so many songs like before yours, like like those songs didn't get played yet. So
okay.
I guess it was just like I had a wait in line type shit kind of thing.
Okay, okay,
that's dope though. I mean,
that is dope.
What feeling is better or is it equal to like being at a show and seeing people like recite your lyrics or rocking with you, or sitting in the car randomly and then hearing your shit on the radio?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Cause I
that
mean,
shit was crazy.
Radio has obviously it's a bigger audience because people could be listening to it anywhere in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's
yeah,
mad people
crazy.
Sitting there listening to your
know.
Shit.
I don't
like,
know what's better. I don't know which one better. But that DC shit was lit. Like, that shit was so much fun. Like, I was like, yo, I really like. And I know like it probably was people. Not honestly, I know there was some people in there that knew me. Like, cause I know like girls that go to schools out there like in DMV and shit. So I know it was like probably like at least 5 or 10 people that knew me in there, but still, it was like probably like, I don't know how much. It was mad people though, and they was really rocking with me. I'm like, yo, and they, I know they never even heard this. This gotta be their first time hearing this. Like, yeah. And they bugging. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, I just know that just lets me know that I could present this to anybody type shit. Like, anybody would rock with it.
So the last mixtape, when did you drop it?
February.
What's been the response? I know, like you said, back in high school, you was able to sell that shit for a dollar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what's the response like now?
I sell in this one too. I don't even got no more copies right now. I gotta get more. Sold all my copies, but
dope.
It's lit though for That's me. Dope. I still
sold every copy that of a mixtape you had.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Like, it's lit. Like, it wasn't like. Before, I was selling way faster because it was like I'm selling them in school.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you go to school, you see a thousand, you see the same people every day, and there's so much of them. So you could go to this hallway, this hallway, and everybody rocking with you. Yeah, like, yeah. But it's like I got mad good feedback off this mixtape. Like mad people getting on their phones, like, and that's really why I dropped it on Spin Really, like, because I know that's an app that a lot of people use for their music.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
so that's
the
only reason why I dropped it on Spin Really, like, it's on Spin Really.
So what's coming up this year? You got another mixtape in the works or any projects or videos or what?
I really don't know. I think I'm going to just, like, do a lot of videos right now because I feel like I got a lot of music that, like I feel like this whole mixtape,
mm-hmm.
I could, like, let rock until, like, I'm getting more exposure.
Do you prefer, like, mixtapes? Because, like, right now we live in the era, like, a Drake. Like, he don't even got to come out with a whole project. He can just drop one song and it's a hit. Somebody like Yachty, he don't have to make an album. His shit goes 5 times platinum. And, you know, do you feel like you got to make complete projects as opposed to, because you clearly got the talent to push just a single. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think?
Well, I, like, just started realizing that, too. Like, because off of Mood and Air Side of Town, like, those are singles.
You have the awareness enough to.
Like, those is my singles on the mixtape. Like, those are my singles on Facts Only. And, like, Mood, I'm trying to think when I dropped Mood. I dropped Mood, like around this time last year. Like, with me, and it's still going
still
crazy.
Going.
Like, and the mixtape dropped in February. I dropped Mood around this time last year. Every Side of Town, like, right around New Year's. And then the mixtape dropped in February. And both of them songs are still, like, going crazy. Like, them two songs alone get, like, way more numbers in the mixtape. Like, people really listen to those songs every day. Like.
So you had the project called Facts Only.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 3 facts that people may not know about you.
I could play the guitar.
Oh, word. Shit.
What people don't know? What people don't know? But if they probably ain't know.
You're Costa Rican, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I know that.
I
know that for sure.
Probably know I'm Costa Rican.
Cheating, man. That's a cheating ass nigga.
What's another one? You probably know I'm 21. I don't know.
Where? Well, facts only.
Facts only.
Drops
bars.
Facts.
I mean, drops mic, sorry.
Oh, well, we here. We want to hear some bars.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I got bars.
Oh, shit.
I got bars.
They got to be Andre 3000 or J. Cole. Like, I just want to hear some good
shit.
I got some bars, bro. Brandon, whenever you're ready, play that.
K-Dose, I'm from Bridgeport. I don't know if you heard of me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of bitches. Couple niggas wanna murder me. Couple bitches wanna let a nigga up beside them like I'm doing surgery. Niggas hating, saying I ain't popping. Niggas stay committing perjury. Why the fuck you tryna lie, dog? Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. 2 phones, one of them for the trap. The other one for when your girl call. She like, Dose, where you at? I'm like, baby girl, I'm in the trash. She like, nigga, when you coming back? Hold up, shorty, let me call you back. I'm busy telling niggas facts. Go get facts, only the mixtape. Young nigga got my shit straight. Now she wanna see how my dick tastes. Niggas good, but my shit great. Got him tweaking like my shit lace. Your money short like a midget is. My money tall like 6'8". Blue hunnids, big face. That's my motherfucking move. I was trapping in my school. Hot nigga, but I'm cool. I'm a different type of dude. I don't ever follow rules. Shorty getting on my nerves. So I gotta keep a few. Why these niggas hate those? Probably hate me cause a girl love me. I don't even want your girl ugly. Hating niggas, y'all so funny. Why these niggas throwing salt? Why these bitches throwing shade? Telling other bitches that we used to talk. That should be pissing me off. That is not what it was, shorty. I was only tryna fuck, shorty. She like, damn, nigga, you ain't shit. At least I kept the shit a buck, shorty. Remember when people wouldn't give me shit, so nobody shoulda asked none for me. Niggas ain't gonna get none free, but free smoke, that's another story. Free smoke, a lot of gas and a lot of Remy. Talking money, bitch, I'm getting plenty. If I wanna fuck her, then she gonna let me. I got bitches, probably too many. I'm in New Haven, call up Ty Henny. I said, what's the word? He said, what you want? I said, shit, nigga, I'm trying to get this fetty. I don't think none of y'all really ready. I'm eating good, but I don't got a belly. I know I'm the shit, I'm just being petty. Loton got hoes coming to the telly. Netflix with your main bitch, she gon' give me head while I'm watching Belly. If I said it, then I really meant it. If I said it, then I really meant it. Yeah.
Yo, man, that's shit right there.
Dope.
Yeah,
round of applause
dope,
for that.
Facts only.
Go get that. Go get that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you too late. You too laid back talking. I'd rather just hear you rap for a whole fucking hour.
Shit, he got that fad type of feel. You know, come in the room and just chill.
Cool.
Just cool, chill, nigga.
You
know, yeah. Just blend in with the chill. You know, like just.
I'll be cooling.
Damn, yo, you really fucked up that beat, yo.
Good luck.
I like that. I like that.
He's 21, my nigga.
Yo, that's the crazy, yo.
Got a lot of fucking living to do. Damn, you know?
Hell yeah.
He ain't
hell
even lived. Let me just tell you, I used to be 21.
You were 21?
Yes, motherfucker.
You said that shit like it's a surprise to everybody.
I'm just going back to when I was 21. I don't even fucking remember me being 21.
Like, yo, I was 21 before.
That's just a fadedness in me. Yo, you got a bright future ahead of you, young man.
Thank you.
Really bright future.
Now you sounding old, call him young man and shit.
Yo, I mean, this.
Yo, that shit.
This is how you approach it when, yo. I'm 30, so I got to approach it like that. You
that's
know
true,
what I'm saying?
Are we still in the same number bracket? You know, 21, 29. We do.
You be 30 soon, motherfuckers.
Very soon. Well, I'll be 30 savage.
Uh huh.
Yo, write these bars for me, yo. So I can be up there on that.
Don't
that
fucking
show
yo,
with you.
I got you.
Yo, let me do the ad lib. I was about to ad lib on that shit. That shit was ill.
Let
yo.
Me tell you how I don't fucking listen to him. This motherfucker is a New York native. So it's like he bars is already instilled in him when he came out the fucking.
Nani those bars.
You got those, it already, motherfucker. Those. You just ain't tap into
cool
it yet.
Bars,
you man. A New Yorker, brother. You're not Bridgeport. You New York.
Still though. I
you
wanna New hear York, those beat? Bars. Those bars. Those bars is on fire.
Would you Trinity Ave or you
Let's not put my. Yeah, I don't need nobody Googling my whole name and trying to bring up my history and shit. Like I was on the last podcast talking about how I was stealing cars and shit back in the day. I don't need nobody else trying to, you know.
That's not on this podcast,
pull up all this dirt.
I can't really fact check that.
Make sure you go check out Domino Effect Podcast, episode 63 to hear my story of
shameless plug.
When I stole a car back
shameless
in the day.
Plug. Hey.
Make sure y'all check it out.
Check it out.
Facts only.
Facts
shit.
Only. Go
Facts
get that.
Facts only. Spinrilla.
Spinrilla?
Is Facts only on Spinrilla. Mood is on SoundCloud, cool. Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play,
dope.
Shazam. If Mood playing, you Siri, what song is this? Mood by K-Dos.
Feel
me?
Oh, shit.
She'll tell you for me, A Side of Town, SoundCloud and Spinrilla.
Word.
And I got some other shit on my SoundCloud too.
Cool. Y'all go get that. Y'all go check that out.
So let the people know your social media.
At call me K-Dos, that's on everything. Call me K-D-O-S, it's all one shit. Call me K-Dos, all one shit, like a pimp named Slickback. Call me K-Dos. Follow me Twitter, okay. Snapchat, Instagram, all that shit. Dope. I got a little Facebook account too, that shit K-Dos.
Yo, I feel like you nice, yo.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you should be a little cockier. Like, you're, like, actually nice.
As you can see, it's not as persona.
Nah, I know, but it's like, nigga, like, better than industry niggas I heard do free smoke.
Well,
you know, am I right or wrong?
Thank you.
Yeah, you are right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you are right. But maybe he's like that with maybe the music says that, not him.
Word.
You know, you can't always, you gotta leave something. I'm not saying that's your approach. Is that your approach or not? With the music, let the music speak to say that, or are you
definitely
the guy that's gonna be loud and say "fuck y'all niggas"? You niggas need to listen.
Nah,
to
I let the music do it.
Well, I'm gonna be real.
I appreciate shit like that.
Nah, I appreciate it too, but I'm gonna be real with you. Like, we not about to release that shit. I'm about to redo that shit over. Brandon, we not releasing that. That'd be the Chris P version. Like,
this dude.
Like, crazy. You gonna hear the episode come out? You gonna be like, damn, this nigga really just took my whole verse?
Yeah.
Nobody would ever know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right,
like,
yo, please. He said that, not me, so.
Like, Chris Pig.
Hold
Chris
him accountable.
Pig.
Don't hold me accountable.
Sick.
We playing this together, but hold
not
him
guilty,
accountable.
Guilty by association.
Hell, I know I'm going to get it.
Damn.
Nah, yo, I really appreciate you coming through. I appreciate the bars.
Anytime, man.
Anybody who does not know who K-Dose is, go check him out.
Check him out.
Honestly, like.
And if not, you're going to be able to hear him June 3rd if you come to the peace rally.
Word.
Real talk.
Are you pushing that? You promoting it?
I ain't started, but I'm about to.
I'm gonna start pushing it when we get out of here.
I want to see, man, it'd be so dope to see the whole city come out.
I'm gonna be there. I'm thinking about having a book bag for water to supply more water to the people. I don't know yet.
That sounds good.
I'm thinking about it. Get a book bag and nothing but water and just hand out water to everybody.
I want to walk so I get my plate of food that day. But I was driving from Central to Seaside the other day. That shit seems a lot longer.
It's not that bad.
Than what I envisioned. I was like, I don't know if I want to walk this shit, yo. Nah, but definitely make sure y'all go check K-Dose out June 3rd.
Check it out.
Any other shows coming up besides that people can check you out in?
Not that I know of right now, but that's the next show, June 3rd.
You got management? You got people handling
that?
Not really, but for me, I got a lot of people
good
that
people
help me.
You.
Like,
okay, word. That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. That's good to have.
Facts.
Word. Call me K-Dose.
Call me K-Dose.
All together. Like a pimp name.
That's why he called me. He got that call me K-Dose. So like call me. What's your name? K-Dose. Call me K-Dose. So the bitches look at that like, oh, shit. You know? That has to be it.
That's why I came up with my name. So when bitch asks, who are you? I'm like, I am Crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple.
Facts.
I am Crispy. Who are you? The real Rome City. That's too much. That's like, you sound like a superhero.
Fuck you.
I'm the real Rome City.
Hey. I'm real. That's all I gotta say about
that. Yeah, bro. Let me know your social media.
Follow me everywhere at the real Rome City.
Oh, there you go.
Everywhere at the real Rome City.
Make sure you follow me. I am Chris _P Snapchat, Instagram, and follow the team at RTD Podcast on Instagram. I don't know what episode this is,
but this is
we in the 90s.
Right?
I don't know.
We almost there.
Which is wild because when he came with Lou, I think it was like episode 72, 73 or some shit. Well, you came with H.
It was so fucking cold when he came in. Yeah. Remember that.
Like, look how the weather changed.
It still is a little nippy out there. You still got to wear a fucking hoodie and shit.
Oh, let me. But he's rapping that Bridgeport, the Bridgeport hat. Mm-hmm. That's DJ Ink, right?
Yeah.
We had him on the show, too. Shout out to him. DJ Ink is lit out here, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my man. He used to be my barber. That's how I met him.
Holy
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really from the East Side.
You're a pros goer.
I don't go there no more.
Where you going now?
I was going there for him. Like, now my boy Vince cut my joint. He on Hollywood Cuts on North Avenue, Main Street.
Is he black or Puerto Rican?
He black.
You right across from an Apone store.
You probably know Blake. Blake cut over there, too.
Oh, okay. I know you, man.
The younger dude. That's my boy. He cut my shit.
Okay.
Damn, but you went to pros. Like, you really
Ink official though.
Nah, he's official.
That's the only reason
official.
Why I went.
Yeah. Okay,
I only went for him. I didn't go to pros.
I used to get my hair braided. I never got my hair cut there. I used to get my hair braided. I used to fuck rocking. I used to like rocking with Ink, just talking basketball and shit like that. You like basketball?
Yeah.
What you think about the playoffs right now?
It's getting spicy.
You a LeBron fan?
Nah, I'm a Kobe fan. Well, now
I appreciate you.
I'm a Russ fan. Russ my next favorite player now.
Word.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, we might be related. I don't know. He likes J. Cole.
It went from Kobe, and then watching that Kobe's getting older, I was like, either my next favorite players is going to be D. Rose or Paul George, and both of them niggas got hurt. And so now it's Russ.
Russell Westbrook, he plays like that same hunger like Kobe.
He got that Kobe.
He got the mentality. He's faster, but he got the mentality.
There's a rumor.
Yo, make sure y'all check out Call Me K-Dose.
Check him out.
And Facts Only.
Facts.
And he plays the guitar, if y'all niggas did not know.
Man.
Yo, have you played guitar on any of your music or not?
Nah, I haven't yet.
You got to do that shit. That should be dope.
No.
That sound like
I've been needed to do that shit.
No, you know what? When I come out my mixtape, you can play the guitar on my shit. That should be dope.
Relax.
Yo, this podcast might have fun my political connects. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.
Yeah.